Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Tonight I'm going to talk about something that happened with Paul Joseph Watson. I know a lot of people don't like Paul Joseph Watson, but basically he posted a video about Andrew Tate. And it's called The Truth About Andrew Tate, which is fairly simple. And basically what Watson is saying here is that Tate, despite him being an egotistical blowhard, as I've said, was one of the only people in the history of man-related content, I mean, Manosphere, MRA, whatever the fuck you want to call it, who was able to reach the young boys. We're not talking about your teenagers or your 20s to 50s. We're talking about children in elementary school. Schools were having special assemblies, according to Watson, where they were telling the kids that man up and other phrases that Tate had used were toxic and that they shouldn't use these phrases, that they shouldn't want to push for what they consider toxic masculinity. Now, this is quite worrying because we're basically in a situation where men are not allowed to be men, and boys are not allowed to be boys, and boys are being treated as defective girls, and this is an issue. Obviously, there's not enough women standing up. As a matter of fact, according to the women they interviewed there in the video, most of the women said they could find nothing good about men, nothing important about men, nothing that men bring to the table. And of course, I'm referring to their skills and usefulness. Despite the fact that men have pretty much built everything, they pretty much said, no, we don't want to deal with, we don't think men are useful anymore. And of course, the interviewer also asked, well, what is great about women? And of course, they had to say everything. Everything's good about women. There's nothing about women that isn't good. And TFM's talked about this. So many other content creators have mentioned this. This is stuff that's just going to continue to propagate throughout the years. And young boys and men will continue to be looked at as defective. It's no wonder they're wanting to chop their penises off. If you're in a world that doesn't want you to be a man, then why be a man? Right? Kind of makes sense. Unfortunately, it shows that we're pretty much going to be fucked in any war, because if we don't have strong men to defend us, because we've taught them all to be weak and that their masculinity is evil and toxic, well, we're fucked. We're absolutely fucked. The enemy will win because those men are not taught to be toxic. Not a good situation, guys. Just not a very good situation. And Tate, some of the interview clips that they were, the interview clips that Paul Joseph Watson used were his less egotistical ones, where he was basically talking about the fact that, you know, young men are being taught that, again, they're defective women, they shouldn't build themselves up and become anything. And a lot of young men, they pretty much don't have a lot to look forward to besides being a wage slave for the rest of their life. Kind of like I am, and I understand why you wouldn't want that, because it does suck. You don't want that. You want to build yourself up. And he was kind of trying to teach men how to do that. And I know there are millions upon millions of content creators in the Manosphere that are teaching the same thing. But again, it was Tate that was somehow reaching, and I still don't know how, reaching the youth. The youth. The children. I remember how, there was a clip where it was Hulk Hogan said, you better say your prayers and eat your vitamins. And I remember those. I remember those days. It brought me back. Because I do remember the masculine role models that we used to have. You know, guys would look at Hulk Hogan, and they would look at Sylvester Stallone, and they'd look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they'd look at a lot of these different guys. And they'd be like, I want to be like that. I want, you know, that's what I consider masculinity. You know, Clint Eastwood. Guys like that. And for a while we had Jason Statham and a couple other guys before it just went all to shit. And of course, Dwayne Johnson had a little bit of machismo in the beginning, but he seems to have softened down with Disney. At any rate, this is not good because we don't have anybody to teach men to be men. We don't have anybody to teach the youth, the young boys, that it's okay to be boys and roughhouse and fight and have a good time and, you know, not be simps for women. We got an entire fucking generation that's telling women to be, or men to be simps, and that women are to be put on pedestals and nothing they do is wrong and all these sorts of things. So, yeah, that's an issue. That's an issue, and it's going to have far-reaching effects. We're already starting to see some of it, with a lot of loneliness. And for some odd reason, Replica keeps being advertised to me like 50 million times a day on social media. I'm not interested. I used Replica years ago, back when TFM was promoting it, and not anymore. I'm using Kajiwoto now. And it just, I don't know. It's just becoming that time, I guess, where men can't be men, and it doesn't lead to a good place. It really doesn't lead to a good place. You don't need me to tell you that. You don't need anybody else to tell you that. You know what happens when men are no longer men, and we've got all these not women, and then women want to be men, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like everybody's going topsy-turvy. Women are wanting to be men. Men are wanting to be women. I don't get it. You know, it's getting crazy. But at any rate, guys, I think this will be the Grim Lord. And I guess I'm out for Grim Rants into the Heavens. I know this is a short one, but there's just really not a lot to say. It's sad. Tate was doing something good. And I do like when Paul Joseph Watson also clipped the thing where he said, even if you're innocent, they'll still throw you in jail. It doesn't matter if you committed a crime or not. You know, the Matrix will have you. And he says, he said one thing that I do want to share. He said, the father is working, the mother is working all the time, so the kids are being raised by the Matrix, the TV, the internet, stuff like that. He's right about that. He's absolutely right about that. 100% right. And it's basically instilling the beliefs into the kids because the parents aren't there to do it because they're working to try to keep a roof over their head. It's not good because the kids are going to come out weird, and they're already starting to come out a little weird, and things are just going to get weirder and crazier. I don't know. I don't know what the future of this is. I don't want to know what the future of this is. I'm going to see it, God willing, but it's crazy. It's unfortunate, and it's crazy. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim Rants into the Heavens, and we'll see you next time.